views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're all doing good today. It's nice to be here today. We're going to talk a little bit today about the energy, our subtle energy body, our energy frequency, and we're also going to go through a energy healing meditation. I just want to mention before we jump into all of that, that my book, You Are a Medium, I think I talked about this on the last show, has been doing quite well. It has won the International Book Award for Best Nonfiction New Age for 2013-14. So if you're interested in finding out a little bit more about the way that you intuit connect with those on the other side, the different, I talk about the different four basic ways that we do that, just and it's full of different meditations, visualizations, exercises to help you to better communicate with those on the other side. Please check that out. It's on my website. You can find out more about that. Of course, Amazon and bookstores. All right, let's talk today a little bit more about energy and why is it important to know about our subtle energy body, about our energy frequency? Well, it's important in part because it is us. That's a huge part of us that we are tend to not be aware of. And so much in life we want to grow and change, manifest, experience more of the good, the positive, the joy in life. And we try very hard to do this. A lot of times we're blocked or we're not able to change the patterns that we most want to as hard as we try. And in part that's because we tend to focus on the known and not the energy, not the unknown. Energy is what manifests as physical reality. So if we are holding certain vibrations of energy, certain patterns of energy in our emotional body, our mental body, and our spiritual self, as hard as we try on the conscious level to change that, if we don't get to the source, if we don't get to the energy of this, whatever pattern, whatever block, whatever emotion, mental thought, or spiritual belief we're holding, then nothing in our life really changes. What really influences every aspect of our life is what we do not know. It's our unconscious. It has tremendous power. And that's one of the reasons why it's so important to understand that you are energy. Because the very interesting thing is that energy is actually not that easy to shift. It's not difficult to shift. It's not hard to make a profound change once you tune into the energy level. So, what is our energy? Well, in part, this what we call the subtle energy body, it's simply an intricate kind of pulsating web of energy which surrounds us and also kind of vibrates within us. Now, we think of ourselves as purely physical and we understand we have bones and blood and nerve endings and all that kind of thing, but within all of that, within the nerves, within the blood, within the bones, energy still exists and is vibrating. And as we kind of scan out from the physical level, we're also surrounded by an energy field that we call the aura, or simply the energy field. It's kind of almost looks like an egg-shaped web that completely surrounds us. It's made up of energy vibration, and within this there's many different layers of color and energy frequency that kind of expands and contracts, and there's a certain fluidity. You know, energy is always in motion. There's always movement in the energy field. Now, within this aura, there are seven layers of energy, and each one of these layers has a certain function to it. Each one of these layers interface between the physical body and our cosmic life force source energy. Now, I'll try to make sense of that for you. Is that, you know, we understand that we need air, oxygen, we need water to survive, we have physical needs. Well, we also have energetic needs, because the force that keeps all of the physical body in movement and keeps it kind of like a tree or a flower, or, you know, the flowers, the trees absorb the sun, they absorb the water. We do that also, but we also absorb the energy. And what we truly need to have long, healthy lives and to feel our best and to receive more joy in life is a connection with cosmic life force source energy. That's very pure high vibration energy. So each one of the layers within the aura connects to source energy, and it brings it into the body. It brings it into our emotions, our mental energy, and it reinforces our sense of beingness. Now, each of these seven layers, along with interfacing with source energy, also filters and regulates the interconnectedness of our spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical energy. The aura also protects the body from toxins and detrimental energies. It kind of acts as an antenna to attract and receive what is positive and pure, and to release what is toxic and possibly negative or detrimental. So if our aura is functioning in its highest, most optimum frequency, we're kept very healthy, and we also have a sense of joy and purpose in life. Now, each of the seven layers of the aura are connected also to the chakras. Now, the chakras, the word chakra comes from a Sanskrit word meaning simply spinning discs, because the chakras are these spiral spinning discs of energy that move throughout our entire body. They too are acting as receivers and distributors of this pure life force energy. Now, there's seven major chakras. There's many more than this, but the major chakras we're going to work with is seven. And they begin at the top of the head, and they move down through the body to the base of the spine. Each of these seven chakras are encoded with seven varying levels of vibration, and process and absorb all that we're experiencing in the physical world. So these chakras are kind of like the information energy banks of all of our thoughts, all of our emotions, all that we experience, all that we do, all that we say. All of that is recorded and absorbed within the chakras. And this is why knowing the subtle energy body is so important, because these chakras contain this energy information. So to affect true change in our life, we can release and we can also absorb more positive energy into the chakras, and therefore manifest that in our physical lives. You know, they're kind of, each chakra is kind of like a diary of information about our present, our past, our karma, our soul purpose. And what's interesting is the chakras also contain information about even past lives and connections that we can never know of in the physical level, because they seem out of the reach of the conscious mind. Now, as I said earlier, your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health and well-being, directly correlates to the health of the chakras. You know, highly sensitive to our thoughts and actions, feelings and experiences, and our spiritual purpose, the chakras are influenced by everything that we experience. We're going to take a break in just a moment. We're going to come back and talk more about this. And as we go into it, we're going to talk a little bit more about energy frequency and also give you some kind of tips to raise your frequency and therefore to absorb more positive energy. Please check out my website, sherrydiller.com, www.sherrydiller.com. Find out more about some of what we're talking about. And you might also want to check out, sign up for my newsletter. And maybe, you know, if you're interested, give me an email, sgd7777@yahoo.com. We're going to go to a break and we'll be right back.
About everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit sherrydillard.com.
Ari Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Ari has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Ari party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hello, everyone. We're back, Intuit University, and I'm so glad you're listening in today. I do have a caller on the line, so we'll take that call right now. Who do you have for me there, Brian?
I have Leah from your hometown of North Carolina.
North Carolina. Okay. Leah, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you today?
Marky hung up.
Good. How are you, Sherry?
No, Brian, she's here.
Oh, yep. There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm good. I can hear you just fine.
Okay.
Did you have a question for me?
I did. I love the chakras. I'm looking forward to hearing what else you're saying about it. My question is as we're working on the inside and gathering all that information, what about energy that we feel on the outside? Say we are in a situation or a place where we feel negative energy and something inside of us is telling us that maybe we want to move away from it, or I'm just wondering how that all plays into what's going on inside.
Right. Well, that's a good question.
And I have a specific, you know, to me, a specific circumstance, but I'm just wondering, does that all play in?
Well, I mean, if you want, I'll tell you a little bit on the general, but if you do want, I can look into the specific too. But, you know, it's a really good question because, you know, two things are important here. Well, probably more than two, but one is that, you know, everything is energy. So whatever you're responding to or feeling on the outside is also energy. And for the energy body, there's no real inside or outside. It just is energy, you know.
Right.
Now, I understand what you're saying as it would be potentially outside of your energy field, your aura. So it would be outside of the field. But keep in mind that your field is fluid and it has kind of a lot of antennas kind of all around it. It's always interacting with the environment. And when you are intuitively attuned, which sounds like you are, and able to kind of stay in touch with your energy, that's one of the functions of these antennas in the energy field, is it can alert you toward negative energy that you might be kind of interacting with. And it's really, really important to trust that feeling because it's not a mental thought we're having. You may not have any verifiable physical evidence that, oh, there's a negative person that's really caustically going to affect me. But, you know, the energy body, the energy field doesn't lie. It has no bias in it at all. It doesn't think, oh, well, we'll let this one go, or, oh, they're not that bad, or, no, this situation is safe because we want it to be. It doesn't act on any of those kinds of impulses. It just responds in the most accurate way possible to what it is interacting with. So, you know, your head might tell you something else, but your energy body will not tell you anything but the truth. So listen to that. And the other thing is that there are two ways to kind of become aware of energy in our environment. One is what I feel like with you, which is intuitively attuned. You are in touch in terms of, you know, aware of your energy body. And so you're kind of able to pick up on that and be alerted. The other is that sometimes what we do is if we are harboring any kind of wound within us or negative energy, it is sitting in our energy body if it's unresolved and unreleased. And because likes attract likes, it will attract that negative energy to us. And so that's another reason to clear out periodically, to clear out the energy field, is that and to really infuse it with positive life force energy, is because as you do that, what will be attracted to you is what you are vibrating to, which is a higher life force energy. And so the negative will kind of bounce away from you.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm maybe thinking it, because in the terms I'm thinking it, we are living in an area right now where I'm sensing a lot of negative energy in and around us. And my first thought was to kind of, maybe it's time for us to move. Like, it just seems like something's not good here. And then my husband kind of had that same feeling, which is unusual for him to speak in those terms. And I thought, you know, maybe I'm correct in this assumption that it's time for us to move on.
Yeah, I would definitely trust your impulses with that. Definitely. I as you, even as you say that, I can feel it too, even as you're talking about it. Don't delay that, and don't try to find why do I feel that way? I've got to figure it out. Just listen to it, because especially if you get the confirmation of your husband feeling it too. So many times there's stuff in the environment that our intuition, our energy alerts us to, and if we all listen to it, we would be living in a very different kind of world, because we would really be taking care of ourselves and really focused on the positive, you know. So right. I don't feel like it's something you're going to have to flee like tomorrow, but I would certainly listen to it and make steps, you know.
Okay.
Because it's the kind of thing that sometimes we don't understand, and then, you know, you move a year later or something happens, or they find out something about, you know, some pollutant or the groundwater or something, and you think, that's why we had to move, you know?
Right. So I should trust my instincts, even though my mind plays into it and says, why would you move the kids? They're happy here.
Well, and see that, take it this way. Take that as that's even more reason to listen to it, because, you know, whenever we kind of don't want to do something, but we keep getting the message we need to do it, you know, it's your mind. It's not your mind trying to convince you of something, you know?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it'd be a hell of a lot easier just to stay. So why would you be inventing that?
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah, that's even more of a reason to say, you know what, I got to pay attention to this, because I have no reason to really, on a conscious level, want to move.
Yeah, and I don't. It's just a feeling.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And like I said, you might not know right away, but there's going to come an aha moment where you're going to look back and you're going to think, I am so glad I listened to that.
Okay,
you know?
That's good to know. And I'm feeling, one more question, I'm feeling drawn to water. I don't know why that is. Do you see anything on that?
All right, let's see. Well, you know, what your guides are telling me in part is that you're really highly spiritualizing your body. You're increasing your vibration quite a bit in terms of it lightening it in a heightened state. And that's part of the reason why living where you're living is not going to be working for you much longer, is that you need a vibration, to live in a vibrational energy that kind of matches and has a more positive effect on you. And water neutralizes, kind of dissonant vibration. It kind of can harmonize and smooth things out. I feel like it, you know, I had to move to water too. You know, I live right near the lake now. And I had to leave my home in Durham for pretty much the same reasons I'm feeling you're going to have to go too, is that there just comes a time where, you know, it just energetically, we just need an environment that's going to harmonize and work with our energy and not be constantly a friction with it, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, it's for intuition. It's for your energy field. It's going to harmonize. It's going to actually keep you all a lot healthier.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Where do you live
Maybe
now?
Maybe close by? Maybe what?
Where are you living now?
I'm living in Apex right now.
Oh, you're in Apex.
It's a nice neighborhood.
Well, you know why then. You know, that makes perfect sense why. I kept getting water with you in terms of, like I said earlier, you know, you find out a pollutant or something in the water. I would definitely move north of Apex, because there is fracking that's going to be starting down that way, you know.
Wow, geez, great.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't see me going far then, maybe just...
I mean, I would try to go north. It's happening south of you, but, if you have got kids and all that, I would definitely consider that, going northern. I mean, I'm not saying out of the state, but don't go south.
Okay.
Yeah, or you could go west, too. That's safe. I mean, I'm sorry, east, or just east towards, Cary, that area.
Right.
Oh, I got to go. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I didn't realize I'm about to go to break. That was quick. All right. Well, my dear, you take care.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thanks for calling. Okay, bye. Yes, everybody, that was a really good question, because we live in such a world, and the more spiritual we become, the more sensitive we become, the more intuitive we become. You know, it's a funny thing, because we are elevating consciousness and spiritualizing. So many people are much more aware of their spiritual self, energy. You know, as yoga, massage, acupuncture, all of these energy systems move into mainstream, we are heightening our spiritual awareness. But with that goes kind of needing to live in a more pure environment to sustain that energy. So it really can be kind of, you know, a friction there about, you know, our environment and needing to sometimes make changes in order to sustain that higher vibration. It's not always easy, especially, you know, if you're living in a city or you're living someplace where you don't feel like you have a lot of options. There are things that you can do, though, if you can't move, which are also, you know, definitely can shift things for you. And hopefully, you know, when we come back from break, we'll get into that a little bit, and we'll talk a little bit more about energy frequency so that you can better understand some of the you know, what's happening. Okay, we'll be right back.
If you are one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668, and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Hello, everyone. We're back, and I appreciate the caller, Leah. We had a good discussion about energy and frequency, and we're going to talk a little bit about healing ourselves, and also do a meditation for kind of lifting our frequency and clearing ourselves out. So get ready, get comfortable, get relaxed, and we'll go ahead and we'll get into that. You know, oops, trying to get something going here. Like I said earlier, it is important to remember that, you know, we're so used to kind of, and it's always a good idea to go to others to get, you know, other opinions and help and different advice. Obviously, I hope people do that with me. But do keep in mind that, you know, the source of all love, the source of all healing is always with you. Always, always, always with you. And you can access that wherever you are, whoever you are, you can access that. Just intent, just the desire to bring vital life force healing energy into your life, into your energy body, opens you to this and brings it in. So, and this is again why it's so important to practice energy healing, because we can move through so many blockages within ourselves and experience so much relief and so much shifting by simply accessing positive life force energy through intent. Now, keep in mind that a lot of times this life force energy, we visualize as white light, and the reason we do that is because it kind of primes the pump. It activates that energy in our lives, and white light energy is all of the, it's that source energy. It's that most positive divine source energy. So in this meditation, we are going to be using white light energy as what it is, which is pure healing energy. All right, so let's go ahead and start this. Like I said, this meditation visualization is going to empower you to release and dissolve past and hidden emotional wounds and negativity. Because what happens is when we don't release, when we don't move through our old wounds, when we harbor negativities of any kind, judgments, thoughts, criticisms, all of that energy does not vibrate on a high frequency. That's low frequency energy. And what happens is it kind of crystallizes within our energy field. And it's kind of like a nerve knot, you know, or a muscle, when your muscles get kind of knotted up. That's what happens with energy. And those crystallizations within the energy field limit the flow of energy through the body, life force energy. And so when we're not flowing with that higher vibration, when we're kind of stuck and limited, what manifests in our life is ill health, exhaustion, problems eventually, health problems, and also just a sense of down, depression, you know, all kinds of issues, the endocrine system. Every system, every part of our mind, body, and spirit is affected by low vibration, stuck energy. So for this kind of meditation right now, just get comfortable and just begin to, you know, close your eyes and begin to breathe long, deep, relaxing breaths. Just imagine breathing, relaxing, white light energy coming down through the top of the head, and just release any stress, any tension as you exhale. Just continue to breathe, relax, white light energy down through the top of the head, and just releasing any stress or tension anywhere in the body. As you continue to breathe, I want you just to imagine this white light going down through the top of the head and slowly move it through the body. And as you do this, just draw your awareness through your body as the white light moves through you. Become aware of any place in your body that feels tense or tight or sore. Just take note of these places and continue to breathe and scan for any other places of tightness or tension. So just move that awareness through the body, feel the body, and just feel any tightness or tension anywhere in the body. As you do this, I want you to become aware of the part of your body or the place in your body, or maybe a little outside of your body if you're especially attuned, that feels the most tension and tightness. Just go to the place, draw your awareness to the place that feels the most tightness and the most tension. Now, you're going to use your imagination with this, but remember that your imagination is a tool that your intuition uses in order to supply you with more energy information. So imagine that the energy of this area, the energy where there's tightness or tension is in your body, is a color. And if it has a color, just imagine what this color might be. Or it might be more than one color. Just get a sense of this. Even if you don't visually see it, you can kind of tune into it through a sense of knowing or feeling, or however it comes to you is perfectly fine. Just get a sense of that, and then imagine that this color energy has a texture. And imagine, if you can right now, what this texture is. It might be kind of rough. It might be kind of slippery or mushy or smooth, cold. Just tune into it, whatever texture this tension and tightness is. And then as you do that, I want you to imagine, and again, you're going to use your imagination with this, but just trust it. It is a tool. And just allow this energy to have a voice. Imagine it can speak to you. And imagine if it had a voice, what would it be saying to you? Now, sometimes it's easier to allow an image to emerge that's speaking to you. Now, you can see an object, a person, a place, a symbol, whatever you need to do, but just imagine that you can communicate with this energy and imagine what it's saying to you. Now, if the energy does not seem to want to speak to you, or you cannot clearly see an image, if all you have is of a sense of tightness and tension, and perhaps you get a sense of a kind of a hard knot or a dull colors or bright colors or something like that, but you're not fully able to hear a message or know a message or see an image, that's okay. It doesn't mean that this won't work. Just tune into as much information, energy information as you can get, and then just trust your sense of this. Just trust what feels right for you. Now, as you do this, I want you to imagine that white light energy, again, this is vital life source energy, is moving down through the top of your head. And I want you to imagine right now that you can send this energy to this tight, intense block of energy. You can send this white light source energy right down deep into this tension and tightness. Now, if you feel comfortable, you can also ask for the presence and assistance of any angels, your angels, other divine beings. You can ask for the presence of a divine being, angel, light source, whatever it is that you feel close to. Just invoke this divine light in whatever way feels most natural to you, knowing that it empowers and protects and heals. That's the most important thing to become aware of. And then to continue to breathe white light energy down through the top of your head. And just imagine this white light energy completely surrounding this tension and tightness. And as it does this, it lifts the vibration of this block. It lifts the vibration of this tension and tightness. And it lifts it and lifts it until it begins to dissipate, dissolve, and move up through the top of your head. Imagine that the energy is moving up through the top of the head that has been blocked. It's dissipating, and it's moving out into a higher energy itself as it begins to vibrate to a higher frequency. We are going to take a break, and when we come right back, we will continue with this meditation. We'll be right back.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, we will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, everyone. We are back. Final segment here. And we have been working doing a white light healing meditation to clear out the energy. And we kind of were on the radio, so we had a little break, so we had to kind of, you know, break. And so we didn't finish the meditation. I do want to just leave, kind of catch you up where we left off. We had just been using white light energy, moving it through the top of the head, and sending it to the blocked energy that we were feeling. And as you're doing this, I want you to remember to kind of invoke any of the higher guides, angels, divine beings that you feel comfortable with to assist you in just releasing, dissipating, and bringing this energy, surrounding it wherever you feel a knot or any stress within the body. Because these knots, these tensions are, they're felt sometimes as a physical feeling, but they're actually the crystallized energy that we talked about earlier that results from emotional wounds, negativity, past experiences, that kind of thing that need to be removed. Now, this process seems incredibly easy, which it is, But that doesn't make it less effective. It actually is easy, and it should be easy, because we are here as energy beings meant to be enjoying, you know, the full scope of all that is possible in a most positive way. You know, during the process, whenever you do a healing like this, it's really quite frequently you will have the sudden urge to kind of cease doing this, not to follow through. Your ego mind may resist what's happening and may kind of, you know, put all kinds of blocks in your way toward believing and trusting that this can be a process that will bring you relief. But just recognize that that's what the mind does. You know, the mind kind of, you know, wants to take charge and keep things within its framework and in within its understanding. And this lies outside of the scope of the conscious mind thinking. So it's always going to be a friction tension, because it wants to contain everything within its limited capacity, and this is outside of that capacity. So keep in mind when you do this or any kind of healing meditation to continue with the process, continue to breathe, always invoke white light, and you will draw healing into you. It does definitely work. You know, it's important, we were talking a little earlier, which I do want to go back into and talk about our energy frequency. But, you know, it is important to remember that we can shift our energy vibration and we can experience relief and change what's happening in our life. Also, I want to mention, when you do a meditation like this or visualization, pay attention to any sensations, thoughts, feelings, images, memories, anything that surfaces, because if you start to have emotions and feelings that may feel uncomfortable, or, you know, you're in the middle of a wonderful, peaceful spiritual meditation and you get angry, or you feel frustrated, or, you know, you just don't want to keep going, just keep in mind that a lot of times that's that energy dissipating. You know, as we feel something, we release it. So it's important to kind of keep two frame of references going within yourself. One is staying kind of on track with the meditation, releasing the energy that needs to be released, and realizing as you do that, you will probably start to feel some uncomfortable feelings. You may want to cease doing the meditation, but stay with it, because, you know, it is working. Take that as a sign that it's working. When you're finished with this visualization or any other one, also remember to send gratitude to your angels, divine beings, any presence that has been assisting you in the process. And then write down whatever you experienced, whatever your impressions were, whatever it felt like you may have kind of intuited during it. It may not seem important to you while you're doing it, but you're going to look back at some point at it, and you're going to realize that, you know, there was something there happening that maybe you didn't at the time value enough. Because when we're in a state like this, everything seems pretty easy, so we don't always trust it. But it's almost like a dream energy where, you know, we wake up, we remember a dream, we think we're always going to remember it, but as the day goes by, or even, you know, by the time we have a first cup of coffee, we forget it. So just realize you're in a bit of an altered state. So document, write down what you do experience. We were talking a little bit about energy frequency. And I do want to kind of just remind everybody that we are energy. You know, there are many layers of truth of who we are. We are our feelings, our emotions, our thoughts, our beliefs, our physical body, we're all of that. But all of that at its minute level is also energy. And, you know, Albert Einstein in 1905, he proved that all physical and material matter broken down into its most minute component exists as indestructible energy. And that's who we are, that's who you are, is indestructible energy, high vibration, and eternal. And you know, your energy vibration, your frequency, is your individualized energy pattern. And there's no one like quite like you. You know, you're like a snowflake. You're unique. You're one of a kind. Your energy frequency defines you even more than the physical part of you. So it's important to pay attention to your frequency and to try to keep that as elevated as possible. You know, one of the most important things is our thoughts and our emotions to keep our frequency heightened is love, gratitude, compassion, kindness. Emotions like that hold a higher vibration and lift our frequency. Fear, pain, anger lowers our vibration. Negative thoughts are the same way. You know, when we feel negative about anything, whatever it may be, we're lowering our frequency. And that's one of the reasons why affirmations can be so positive, is because they can shift that vibration pretty quickly once we affirm. You know, anything you say that's negative, it's always important to try to remember to take three positive statements after that to rule out that negative vibration and lift it up. I mean, we're all human, but keep those things in mind. That will help. Okay, we've run to the end of the show right now. It's been great sharing, talking with you all today. Do remember, please check out my website, www.sherrydiller.com. Sign up for my newsletter and stay in contact with me. My email address is S like Sherry, G like Grace, D like Dillard, 7777@yahoo.com. And if you'd like a reading or to find out more about classes, give me an email, check this out, and I'd be happy to see any work that we can do together. All right, everybody. God bless you all, and take care. We're out.
You've been listening to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard. Tune in the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you on Transformation Talk Radio.
Everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-letter-B-INTUIT.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
If you are one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted, intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.